The University of Hawaii is back in session, but the UH governing board will be meeting with fewer members this year. That's after state lawmakers cut the number of regents by more than 25%. The move has been controversial, with one former regent calling it unconstitutional. He plans to sue the legislature, as we'll hear in this HPR exclusive story. The University of Hawaii is governed by a board of regents who are nominated by the governor and confirmed by the state senate. They're unpaid volunteers who have exclusive jurisdiction over the management of the university. Attorney Jeff Portnoy served as a regent for the past 5 years and was hoping to be reappointed this summer, but then state lawmakers reduced the size of the board from 15 to 11.
Well, I think it was a concerted effort on the part of several of the legislators to attack the constitutional autonomy of the University of Hawaii.
The state constitution gives the Board of Regents autonomy to manage the university, but lawmakers retain the right to pass laws of, quote, statewide concern. The board has been the subject of political turf wars in the past. In 2007, Democratic lawmakers overrode a veto from Republican Governor Linda Lingle to increase the Board of Regents from 12 to 15. This year, lawmakers reduced the number of seats on the board and reapportioned the remaining seats by geographic region of the state. Under the new 11-person board, a majority of regents would come from neighbor islands, despite 6 of the 10 University of Hawaii campuses and 80% of the students being located on Oahu. Jeff Portnoy calls that change an unconstitutional overreach and says he plans to sue the state.
I think most legislators had no clue what was going on, but there were a small handful, and I'm prepared to name them in my lawsuit, who I think are the driving force behind this and many other efforts to interfere with the autonomy of the university, and I will be naming them.
The law that reduced the number of regents was not passed as usual legislation. Supporters instead used a technique called gut and replace.
Gut and replace is a policy used by the Hawaii state legislature to take a bill that's originally introduced in one chamber, and once it starts moving, then it's stripped of its entire contents and replaced by the other chamber.
Sandy Ma is the executive director of the government watchdog group Common Cause Hawaii, which is currently suing the state over gut and replace. East Hawaii Island Senator Kai Kahele wrote a bill to reduce the Board of Regents, but it failed to get support in the House of Representatives. Senators later gutted a different bill and inserted the text of Kahele's original bill. Kahele, who has been a regular critic of the University of Hawaii, declined to comment for this story. But in 2017, Kahele said that he was exasperated when East Hawaii was left without a representative on the Board of Regents for several months. Big Island Video News recorded him speaking at a town hall on university issues later that year.
The University of Hawaii has autonomy. It's constitutionally mandated, right? The legislature is not supposed to micromanage a university. I don't want to micromanage a university unless it's a matter of statewide concern. And then that's when you have a little bit of legislative overreach because now it affects the entire state.
The effort to reshape the Board of Regents had support from another frequent critic of UH. During the 2019 legislative session, State Senator Donna Mercado Kim, who heads the Committee on Higher Education, led a brief effort to eliminate more than 200 faculty and staff positions across the University of Hawaii. She did not respond to requests for comment. Former Regent Jeff Portnoy says he was never given any reason for the downsizing of the board. Whether that new board structure is legal will likely be decided in court. Portnoy says he could file suit as soon as next month. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.